40 Days of Promise. Joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Life is wonderful in so many ways, and yet we have all had our moments of hurt, pain, disappointment, and despair. We have all suffered deep sadness, as that is a part of life here on earth in this broken, sinful world. The promise of this verse, from God via the psalmist, is that joy comes in the morning. That is, sadness does not last forever. Do you need this promise? Have you wept a river? Do you wonder if there's any joy at the end of the long tunnel you're going through? Throughout the Bible, God shows us that there is something better at the end of the darkness we're in. There is joy. Jesus said in John 15, "I have spoken these words to you that my joy might be in you and that your joy may be full." It's hard to believe there's any joy up ahead when you're in the middle of sorrow. But note that when joy does come our way, we need not feel guilty about it, but thankful. Living in misery for too long will steal our health, our mental abilities, dampen our spiritual walk, and cause others to leave us. I know, I've seen it happen. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep." And let me suggest to those of you who are coming alongside someone going through a sad time to do just that. Come alongside and just be there. Yes, practice what I've called the ministry of being there. You don't need a speech or a scripture or a, "Well, that happened to me too." You just need to be there. The Lord can use your presence to help them get through it, and eventually the morning will come, and along with it, joy. My prayer for today, Lord, help me to help others close to me who are hurting. Help me to be there for them, pray for them, and help them to get to the morning again. And Lord, when I go through the tough times, help me to cling to you and look expectantly to the morning. Thank you for this promise. Amen.